Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes.
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to Game of Roses.
This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. And if you listen to our This Week in Bachelor Nation from last week, you'll know that we didn't quite have all the information yet when we covered the Mike Fleiss leaving the Bachelor scenario. Some new information has come to light about why he left.
No, we didn't. I regret calling him the beautiful godfather of our beloved game.
It seems like the racist emperor of our beloved game is a little more fitting after what we've learned in these documents that have now emerged.
I do feel like we have to just quote a couple of these things. Apparently he said, I don't even know if I want to quote it. Just look it up. It's bad.
Look it up. We'll be covering it more in depth in our next Twibbon next week, I'm sure. But yeah, the bottom line is,
he said, blank word, don't get ratings. I guess that makes it sound worse.
That does. That does. But
don't fill in the blanks.
Yeah. Just know that he was seemingly fired for cause, that there were investigations launched into accusations against Fleiss for his racist and discriminatory views and practices. And those investigations came to a conclusion that have now resulted in him leaving the show. So, you know, put two and two together there. I think that'll probably be the end of his career, honestly. Like, I don't know who's hiring him to do anything else after something like this. So, onward and upward for our beloved game.
Hey, drain the swamp.
On this day, we're recording this on Friday. That means it,
this is Friday. This just happened Thursday after we recorded or this morning.
Yeah, that happened. But the drain the swamp comment is a funny one. Also, in light of very recent events that are not related to our beloved game. Or maybe they are.
Sometimes justice is served.
Yeah. Twice in a day.
You're talking about Gwyneth, right?
Yes. I'm talking about Gwyneth Paltrow's successful counter lawsuit against the guy that claimed she ruined a ski trip. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm, of course, talking about Donald Trump. But we are not here to discuss such things today. We are here to dig deep. We are here to delve into the minutiae of all podcasts related to our beloved game. And we have some doozies for you today. We have some clips from Clickbait with guest Gabby Elnicki from March 30th. We have clips from Off the Vine with guest Zach Shawcross and Katie Bigger. And those clips are very important, shall I say. They really get into the nature of what the show is, what they allowed them to discuss, what they allowed them to not discuss. They, I think, maybe without even knowing it, have given us a great insight into the degree to which producers manipulate everything. Highly recommend sticking around for those clips. We also have clips, of course, from The Great One and his show, The Vial Files. Two different episodes. One episode with Susie Evans and Andrew Spencer. One episode with Ariel Frankel. In that one, Frankel, by the way, reveals that she knows a little something about what happened in the fantasy suite with Zach and Rachel Recchia. So you're going to want to hear that. And then we wrap up our digging deeper this week with a very important clip from Two Black Girls, One Rose. The guest was Michelle Young. And she just lays it all out. Everything about what has gone on in that franchise since she has come in and had conversations with producers about how they represent players of color, how they tell those stories, how they address issues like Eric Schwartz blackface controversy, like Greer Blitzer's blackface apologist controversy, and why that is such a thing seemingly every fucking season in Bachelor. So we hope you will stick around for that final clip. But let's begin now with
Digging Deeper.
All right. Our first two clips come to us from Clickbait with guest Gabby Elnicki. This again was from March 30th. In this first clip, Gabby explains the second audience strategy that compelled her to stay in the game until the end of the season instead of leaving earlier. This is beyond fascinating. Here we go.
On that date on the beach, I knew for sure it's not you. And I said that. But I also thought about my friendship with Katie and... you know, I've hesitated saying this, but I think it is important to like know like why I did stay. And I thought about my relationship with Katie and if I were in her shoes, and it was clear Katie was the choice. Katie had been the choice. But if I had left, she could have felt like she was the choice by default, and she was truly the choice. And I never wanted her to feel like, well, Gabby left, so he had to choose me. Because no, he was always choosing Katie. And the only reason I would have left is because I knew he was choosing Katie, but I didn't want her to feel any kind of doubt when he proposed to her and she watched it all back.
Well, that's very commendable of you. That is a sign of a very good person. I would like to think that I would do something very similar to that. I don't know about in the moment, but I respect that. And I do... I believe you, because if I thought you were full of shit, I would say it.
I don't. Okay.
I've always said grocery believes women.
Yeah. Look.
Say what you will.
Normally, when somebody says something, I just assume they're lying straight to my face. A big piece of shit. But with you, I think you might be telling the truth. I'm a good judge of character, so, you know.
You're showing the signs of a very good...
What?
I can't do grocery. I can't do them. You're showing the signs of a very good person.
That's like Popeye, the cartoon, not Peter Weber. I'm Popeye, the Sailor Man. Okay.
I think I've just been really, cultivating my Nick Viall character, yeah. So I've lost my grocery.
That's understandable. It's understandable. Can't have, well, sometimes one takes over the other.
I'm sorry, but I was laughing during this clip when Gabby says this. Come on.
You don't believe her. You're calling bullshit. You're calling grocery bullshit.
Look, I know that she read the book, and the book says, you go get your victimization edit, girl. My dear reader, it says go. It says cry. It says make your bachelorette performance. It says go tell the van to move up out of the mud for Katie. It doesn't say that, but it basically does.
Yeah. I mean, here's why I do believe her. And I agree with you. She's a reader. Obviously, we know that. But here's why I do believe her. She is positioning this as this altruistic thing. I was trying to help her because I knew if I left, you know, she might question her relationship, that she might think she was just the default choice. Even understanding that that's a possibility, exposes that Gabby is playing with high level strategy. To even understand that that is how this could unfold means she is thinking of her second audience game. She is thinking, if I don't win, I have to be friends with the person that does. We can't have a contentious relationship. And therefore, mm-hmm. I'm going to stick around and I'm going to say this, whether it's true or not, that she wanted to, like, that she cared about her feelings. I believe it is true that she was thinking this far ahead in terms of second audience strategy, for sure.
Look, I believe the friendship. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. But are we leaning into the friendship? Are we leaning into the tub bits? Like, perhaps.
Yeah. But also, she got to a point where, like, Gabby got to a point at which she knew she wasn't going to be the selection. So then you have to mm-hmm. start going through, well, what are my strategies now? I'm a finalist. I'm not going to get picked. How do I get out of this with maximum value? And I think what she's doing here is correct. Even if this is kind of like Monday morning quarterbacking or revisionist history, however you want to call it, that, like, all this shit transpired. Now she's got to go on these shows and talk about it. Even if she's kind of like making up the reasons behind why she stayed now, or trying to go back mm-hmm. again, revisionist history style, make it look better than it was. Still, she chose to stay in the game. For some reason that is purely strategy.
I mean, I think it's all part of why she was our MVP in that finale episode. She was building up Katie the whole time. She was like, this isn't us against each other. Basically, I think it's going to be her. I'm only going on the off chance that it's not.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the SkinSafe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.com. canopyfiltered.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Because she said in order to be 4TRR that she did have like some hope, like something in the back of her mind that she would get chosen. And I think it's like, it's such a good second audience. The second audience games are stepping it up. And
I agree.
I love it.
Yeah, this was one of the best second audience seasons we've ever seen, ever. And I think the book has some impact on that. I also just think, I don't know if it's our podcast specifically, but I think that there is an idea now in the player base that it's kind of like the players against the producers. And they have to stick together. They have to collectivize a little more.
The unionization plays, you think?
Yeah, exactly. I think it is.
All three finalists posted the same Instagram picture of them.
Interesting.
And put like hearts. I feel like that's part of it. It's like,
yeah, solidarity.
Friendship. Friendship is 4TRR.
Indeed.
And people love to ship friendships.
And speaking of friendships and doing social media together, we're going to get into this next clip now, in which Gabby turns the tables on Grocery to suggest a partnership of a kind with him that would essentially be a brand deal.
Ooh,
indeed.
Yes.
So let's take a listen. Here we go.
Let's.
I have a question for you.
No, that's not how this works, Gabby. Fuck out of here. No, go for it. Go for it.
Okay. If you still had your grocery store, would you supply my maple syrup if I started a maple syrup company?
I'd put it right next to my sauce. That's what I would do, okay?
Oh my gosh, I was going to ask you about this as well. Maple syrup in your sauce.
That's weird. I wouldn't do that, but we could do like a package. We could package it up and sell it as a combo.
I feel like we should taste test it. I don't know. Like an experiment, like a chemistry project. Send me some of your sauce and I'm going to whip it up. I'm going to put some maple syrup in there.
Okay.
See what happens.
We'll try it. I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see.
Oh, my grocery. Gabby, I underestimated her at the beginning of the season. She is a powerhouse.
I know.
This is such a good play. The Maple Syrup Company. Chef's kiss.
Not only that, to get Grocery to talk about it and this weird thing of like putting maple syrup in, is that something anyone does? I've never heard of this.
I don't know. Maybe you do in Vermont. You put it in everything.
Yeah, maybe. It goes in everything.
I love that she's like, well, I have a question for you. And, you know, I'm the interviewer now.
And that was loaded.
I could be a host on Clickbait.
Exactly. She came into this understanding, I've got an opportunity to do something interesting here. that maybe goes around the Bachelor internet that maybe people will be talking about, that at least shows the producers I can be fun and interact with Grocery.
That can be on my favorite podcast, Game of Roses.
Exactly. But no, here she lays it out. Look, I can handle this motherfucker. I should be the co-host of this show. She knows there's a vacancy. Mm-hmm. Serena's filling in every once in a while, but there's a vacancy officially. There's nobody in that graphic anymore. Could we see Gabby Elnicki?
Mm-mm. And we got a huge victimization edit, and she's not the crown. She is owed.
That is true.
Some might argue.
That is true. Pay her the $60,000 for a year.
And she kind of weirded him out. He was like, put maple syrup in your sauce. That's weird, you weirdo. You're a weirdo like Shellcrank.
You're a fucking weirdo. You should have wound up with Zach. Katie's not a weirdo. You're the weirdo.
You don't know my sauce. It's like restaurant. It doesn't have fucking maple syrup in it.
You ever been to a restaurant that puts maple syrup in their sauce? No, you haven't.
All right. I'm sorry. Let's move on to our next series of clips. Now, this next series of clips, very important. This is off the vine. The guests are Zach Shawcross and Katie Bigger, fresh off their public betrothal on our beloved game. And we have, looks like, six clips from them.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
They're all very important. This first one. Caitlin gets Zach to discuss his reactions to Frankenbites. Many of these clips, by the way, are very off-contract energy. They are definitely contract violations. They are definitely worthy of a lawsuit, just like the one Blake Horseman just settled.
They can't sue Goldini 2.0.
Exactly. He'll never be sued. But he's saying things in a lot of these, as is Katie, that are just... They shouldn't be saying these per their contract. You don't really hear leads saying this shit, especially this soon after their season has ended. So again, let's listen to this first clip in which Zach is discussing Frankenbites. Here we go.
In those times where you felt blindsided watching things, I have to say when I was The Bachelorette, I was even blindsided by things that I was watching. I'd go, wait, I said that? And did I say that about this person? Or was I thought I was talking about this, or, you know, I thought I was talking about my mom at that point, but they made it look like this. And there's things that even Zach, I'm sure you were blindsided by. What surprised you both the most?
Well, like on that same note, same thread of the, like, oh, I said that. There was like maybe one or two moments of this where I would listen to like one of the previews for like the rest of the season or this and that, and be like, I never said that sentence.
Yeah.
And I would panic call the producer saying, I didn't say that sentence. What is it? Can you tell me? Can you ask post? What is this from? And they're like, well, it's actually from three separate episodes, and they crafted it into one sentence. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
Yes,
like,
son of a bitch.
You son of a, but I get it. It's like they want to draw you. Yeah. They want it. But it also freaks us out because we're like, I said that? Like, was I drunk? Like, and I didn't.
Every single time you tune in, you go, oh, okay, it's fine.
Yeah, like, it's true.
It's just, you know, they have to tease and they have to get people to, and it gets me in every time. I'm like, he said what? Like, I find myself being a fan of the show now, like forgetting I was a part of it sometimes.
I love that your goat starts this out with an homage to the goat, to the great one. By saying, well, when I was the bachelorette, she got in a WTB. She did it. They're becoming the same person.
You think it's an homage?
Yeah. I think she listens to Vile Files constantly and is like, oh, I actually like the WIWTB. I'm going to start doing WIWTBs.
Yeah. I'm going to use that for my thing. Loved this. Did not think we were going to get a full helping of sauce this early in Digging Deeper, flung by the one true goat and Shellcrank.
Well, this is actually T being slung.
The one, two booming voice. I mean, T being slung. I would have thought sauce was being slung. Especially because, like, I mean, maybe not at the end, but he was pretty protected this season.
Totally. But then he also buys it back, as does your goat, by saying, well, no, but it is a TV show. And that's just what they have to do. They just have to, you know, wreck your fucking life and make you say shit that you didn't actually say. That's all. They just have to for the TV show. That's all. They just have to do it. But again, an interesting admission here from your most recent bachelor coming immediately out of a season saying that they fucking cut shit that he didn't say. Just putting it out there.
Three different episodes into one sentence. Incredible.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you for that. Now we're going to move on to the second clip. A very important clip. You're definitely going to want to hear this clip. In this clip, Katie reveals her loyalty to Sleucian Protocol, and Caitlin discusses the separate elements that comprise Sleucian Protocol, especially where this season's Fantasy Suites round was concerned. Well, here we go. If you'd like to hear this clip, as well as the rest of this clip, especially the clip at the very end with Michelle Young on Two Black Girls, One Rose, talking about the kind of the state of the game where things are at in terms of how it handles race. If you'd like to hear all those clips, as well as our reactions to it, you just go to patreon.com/gamerroses. Join us in the bottom of the pit. You're going to get the rest of this episode. You're going to get all of our Digging Deepers every time we've done one. I don't even know how many there are now. It seems like a million, but probably 50 or so. You're going to get access to our live show that we do every Monday at 4:30 p.m. PST. That's half an hour before our beloved game airs. We will continue to do those throughout the off season, even though there is no beloved game airing. And you're going to get access to Clues Corner and Pace Case Palapa. We've been doing some interesting and fun stuff there. We're doing a watch back right now of Love is Blind season 4, trying to get out as we as quickly as we can. Right now in there, the most three recent episodes of Love is Blind season 4, there are watch backs of those. They just came out this past Friday, and Pace Case and I did a crossover. That's right. Pace Case came out of the Palapa to join me in the corner, and we watched those three episodes together. So we hope to see you very soon in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.